That's not me, you know. If you're not happy when people are happy, what's wrong with you? So it's not my fault if we start looking for Sarah and we can't find her before I close. Short time for the word today. I'm not preaching next Sunday. I will be at the ordination and do the ordination. So you might hear from me after today on the 31st. So let me play with you a little bit this afternoon. Are the women of the city here this afternoon? Yeah. Beg those who are outside to come in, telling them if they miss this moment, good to see you all. If they miss this moment, tell them that they missed everything. I want you to listen to me, men, as well. I want you to settle down under the word for just 30 minutes. I just want to play with you a little bit. And leave you to your pastors to take it from there. I've got some assignment today. Please, when God created woman, what was woman's assignment? Huh? No, it's not a test question. I'm being sincere now. I know you can speak louder than that if you want. Thank you. What does helper mean? What is the meaning of a helper? You want to read dictionary?
Yes, sir. A helper, one that supplies with anything wanted. One that furnishes or administers a remedy.
Thank you. Would you want to read it again? So in this house, we use the Noah Webster Dictionary. And the reason is simple. I said, oh, is that the cult thing they've been speaking about Spark? No wonder you dropped out. It is Noah Webster, and we use Noah Webster because he's a Christian scholar. Oh, so it's not cult stuff. No, it's not. So please read it again.
Yes, sir. A helper is one that supplies with anything wanted.
It supplies with anything wanted. So when God made, that's right. I like that, wow, because it made me pause a minute. A helper is anyone who supplies with anything wanted. So, excuse me. In marriage, for example, it is impossible for a woman, and it will be unright and unreal for a woman to marry a man who wants nothing. It says, well, all I just need is love. Love is not a thing. She supplies with anything wanted. Now, what did Adam want? It was God that spotted the want of Adam. What Adam needed or wants, spoken or unspoken, God spotted it and say, so let's use another word now, because we can quickly sum it up and say, I'll create an helper for her. So let's say God said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will create someone who supplies anything he wants. Yeah? She will be a supplier. In other words, if it doesn't have her, it will lack. You don't look like you're ready, but like I said, I'll just give you teasers and stop preaching. So if it's not gonna lack, it will need a helper. Now, what did Adam want? Because you see this Adam, he already had a home that had four rivers in it. He already had a place, the land of Avila, overflowed with gold. He's got a mighty zoo in his house. Any man you marry, make sure they have a zoo in their house though. Because if they don't have animals, they will not know you are Eve. I speak to you in parables. I'll leave you to understand it. If you're coming to the nation for the first time, these are level of word, but you will catch on with it because I know you have a spirit in you that is distinctive. That's why you came. So I know you understand. So, if he doesn't have animals, your exes were naming you. So, he named you Hippopotamus. Because he did not know the difference between these animals and this helpmate. Animals have no future per se. But this helpmate that God is going to make for him is actually his future. I'll show you something. So, what was his need? What was Adam's need? What did he need the most? Anyone wants to give it a try? LaBelle, you look like you came loaded. Talk to me. Why is everybody quiet this morning? What's going on? I heard come on, Arthur. It's got cold. You can't talk. What did I ask again? What did he need? I know even Sabia. What did Adam need the most? If a woman carries this, she will own a nation. That's what I want to deliver into the end of the churches, because God calls the church the wife of Christ. Huh? Are you trying to say that the church is a helpmate? Well, as long as you're a wife, you're a helpmate. You know, it's Sunday and I don't want to get into controversy. It's just that I don't care about controversy. Have you ever seen in scripture before when it said that the bride is coming and the bridegroom? Who was this speaking about? And as the Lord was telling me this, you know, I remember this song we used to sing in our church in Yoruba language. I won't sing it. It's embarrassing. But it's so religious, and I know religious people, those who are older, you've participated at one time or the other in that travesty. It says, congratulations, congratulations, Jesus saw me as a virgin and he married me. Meaning, I'm okay. The English version may be, I'm married to Jesus, Satan, leave me alone. I'm married to Jesus, sister, fix up your character and get a husband or get a baby, whichever one works for you. I don't care. And get busy. So, if he compares you, to the wife that is the church, he said he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. And then in the beginning, the leader of the church was first Adam. Because the owner of the last church is the last Adam. Is this too much for Sunday? I really don't care if it is. I'm just teasing you. And so he looks at his wife, in quote, and he sanctifies her. I'm just reading scriptures to you. This is Bible. You'll be shocked that most Christians you meet today don't know the Bible at all, because they don't bother to open it. And I'm telling you, because I've lived with pastors, I'm a second generation preacher. Most pastors do not open the Bible. They listen to a tape, they repeat it, and they miss it. You leaders must not be so. It is not people that grows a church. It is the word. The Lord is my shepherd. Huh? Then what again? I shall not want. He leads me to green pastures. The street is not what you need. You need those who are led to your pasture. Don't go get yourself a great reputation in the street and be ineffective. Oh, that group is so nice. Yeah. Are they changing lives? No. Are they talking? Oh, yeah. I walked out of a meeting. Mayor is sitting down. All the talkers and chairmen of boards are sitting down. Say, madam, what have you done for the youth? Nothing. You just took my bag and walked out. It is only the word that leads to the pasture. So what does God give us when he wants to increase us? He gives us green pasture. He leads you. Yes. What are green pastures? Fresh word. Yes. We would have stopped growing as a church. You're changing my voice. I know that for sure. Experimenting whilst I'm speaking. We would stop growing if we don't have fresh pasture. But that's not my issue this morning. What does Adam want? Should we do this at ordination and care center next week? No, let me appreciate those who had their birthday.
No, sir.
What do you mean? No, there are birthdays. I just came to play with you. I said, nothing serious about Adam. I'm just joking. What does he want? He's got everything in it, Pastor Obi. We saw you yesterday. Dressed like Tupac. We saw you in your dungarees. We saw Enrique too. I didn't see Pastor David. Yeah? Easy. That was beautiful, though. I like it. Happy birthday, Ashley. You guys made good effort. Let's see, I came to church hungry for the word. I want to write something right now. Calm down. If we start the word now, you'll just walk out. You'll say, this is so much. So now, what does Adam need? Adam, so let's read the four quickly. Pastor Faith, I know I gave you another scripture, but let me do some little bit of digression. I'm very conscious of what my assignment here today is. I'm going to pray for people. I'm going to pray for the new churches. And God gave me the prayer to pray for you. And I'm eager to pray it today. Genesis chapter 3, verse 20.
And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Also,
wait. Because she would be, verse 20 says here, NIV, Adam named his wife Eve. Why was she named Eve? Because she would become the mother of all the living. So if Eve did not function, you see, even though Adam had come to life, he would have no life unless she would supply anything that is needed. I'm sure you're still wondering, okay, I know. Calm down. So if Eve does not supply that life, she's going to be dead. He's going to be dead still. That's first Adam. Don't forget that the first Adam is an example of the second. So Jesus died for 3 days. Can I ask you a question? Did Peter visit Jesus' grave on the resurrection morning? Who was there? The sisters were there. You know why? When he was dead and has no life in him, there is a frequency on this realm that needs to bring him back to this realm. And if God does not find that frequency in a woman, Peter switched off that frequency. Peter was long gone. John the beloved, the apostle, whom Jesus loved, frequency is off. Now the Holy Ghost was in the grave with Jesus doing wonders in hell. But for him to come back to this, because what would have happened is that if they don't find a person in this frequency, it will go from there to heaven and they will announce to us that he's resurrected and all those stuff. I wish this just switched till Thursday. Okay, Lord, they still don't understand. So let's use the next one, Lord. Am I allowed? No, I was speaking to the Lord. Okay, he said I'm allowed. I'm saying let me use another thing to illustrate to you. Hebrews 11. Jump all the way to verse 34 quickly. Hebrews 11, 34. Quickly, please. Oh my God.
Quenched the fury of the flame.
From Hebrews 11, verse 1, he started to speak about people who did great exploits. I love the way Message Bible puts it, and I'm going to stop preaching soon. he started to talk about people who did mighty things, owned nations, changed nations. People who, I think the message of the TPT said, faith sparked up courage.
Ah.
The story of Spark Nation is that faith sparked our courage. The reason why and the way what gives you the power to confront thousands of people on the social media who, by the way, know nothing about what they are saying is because you know. And I told the devil this morning. I told him, I told you 12 years ago, I'm going to injure you beyond words. And when I said that, everyone's told me to tell him, I'm not ignorant. That every cry against us on social media is you crying. But wait again, because I told you this 12 years ago. I injured you this much. My sons and daughters will cause you havoc beyond words. It's not Miss So-So-So, Mr. So-So-So crying on the internet. That's the devil. Weeping. Out of every part of his body, weeping profusely. I'm not ignorant of that. But God told me to tell you that let faith spark up courage to the next level. I lie not in the Holy Spirit if God has sent me. Let me tell you, I'm going to mobilize for seed in a moment. You see, this month's seed is our mother of all giving. And I asked the Lord, it might look as if things are tight. He said, because I need them to have faith. I need their faith to spark up something in them now. And as if God just wanted to illustrate something to me, I was with one of your people yesterday, and right in my face, I have nothing to do with it, raised our own seed for our own line in 10 minutes and just closed it and said, ready to give. I had nothing to do. I was just present. So he said, don't go preach fear. Let faith. What tells you a church needs 10,000 givers? A church needs 12 lines of people who have faith and who are able to say, we will do what it takes until we push back the hand of hell and we take the nation. So if you are here for the first time, the most useless thing on internet is, oh, church offering to who? We've paid for venue this year. We've paid $350,000. Don't measure other people's success by your own failure. Your limitation does not limit other people. It is yours because you embraced it. A little lady can rise in this house and say, I'm going to do what it takes to push God's agenda. And if God has not put it in your heart, you can't do it. But if he puts it there, I want to show you a scripture. So in Hebrews 11, 1, I told you I'm not interested in preaching today. I just want to give instructions. Church and leading of people is not logical. Because people are spiritual. You don't lead by logic. Let me calculate and look at what is Abba's situation now. Oh, she's struggling. No. My job is to put faith in her. And whatever God wants to lead her to, that faith will spark up the courage to go do it. But let me show you where I'm going. And just this little nugget will change your life. Hebrews 11, you were reading, quench the fury flames, these guys owned nations. They were weak. They were like Mary Magdalene. They had 7 demons. People looked down on them. People laughed at them, but they quenched the fury. Actually, let's start from 33, please.
Who through faith,
well, through faith
conquered kingdom.
It doesn't matter if it is called United Kingdom or Disunited Kingdom. Yes. They conquered.
Yes, sir.
How did they conquer? Through their intellectual capacity, through their technical know-how, their first-class engineering or lawyer or da-da-da. No, you see, that first class, that hope dealers, that da-da-da-da-da, it is an instrument that is established through faith. If it doesn't have faith in it, it is just as useless as anything. What through faith they conquered. Our assignment, Spark Nation, is to conquer kingdoms. Kingdom means the rulership. So in the music world, there is a kingdom in drill. Why the church choir? I heard a choir singing wonderfully today. But does that touch lives? It touches Christians. Does it mean anything outside? Zero. You know what Christians became? They became people who go to these little holes every Sunday and get their soul touched and go home. You've got to refuse that. That does not save a life on the street. And when they go home, they go this way. Their pastor goes that way. And they've come to accept that that's how it should be. No, that's not how it should be. We grew up in mission houses. Every pastor here that has a house has not less than 10 people live with them. So you ask them, when you say, well, the word on the street, ask them, what did we do? Than to help people. I will be part of a cult if it helps people. Jesus, I'm very sorry about this. But if the pastors that I see just will take offering and tithe at the end of the month and run to their houses, and our kids are dying on the streets, and a cult rises that gives life to people, that helps people not to die and help families not to be devastated, Jesus, my apologies. But I'm not doing religion. But thank God that the only life-giving giver is Jesus. So there's no cult needed for that. Okay. By faith, what God is asking you to do, Spark Nation, we don't come to the altar and say, I can't give. No, we do it by faith. They conquered kingdoms by faith. What did they do again?
Administered justice.
Where there was injustice, you are the only church that can walk into police stations, Scotland Yard, and administer justice. And say, Mr. Police Leader, what you did there is stupid. Let me tell you, I want to be politically correct, but there is no better word for stupid. It is just stupid. Arrest me then. They administered justice. Why? Because they had connections? By faith. Now, I wish I had time now. Okay, read on. Let me see how much I can cover.
Administered justice and gained what was promised.
So, listen, that means promises are not going to happen automatically. They gained it by faith. It means that whatever we do, there will be confrontations, right? But we gain what is promised. So you don't go into a corner and start mourning because certain things came up against you. He said, you've got to bring out the ammunition called faith. They gained what was promised by faith. Yes, ma'am.
Who shut the mouths of lions.
Lions will kill. They shut their mouth. They told the lion, I wanted to tell you that on Tuesday, because the lion can still understand the language of faith. Let me leave that. It's Sunday. Go on, man.
Quench the fury of the flames and escape the edge of the sword.
Okay.
Whose weakness was turned to strength.
Say with me, today.
Today.
You didn't say nothing. Today. My weakness
has been turned to strength.
Lord, they didn't say. Say with me today. By faith. My weakness has been turned. To what? Read on, sister.
Who became powerful in battle.
These were very weak guys. They became very powerful. And you're sent out for your churches. We all have weaknesses.
But he said, your weakness is not your excuse not to have strength. In fact, the presence of your weakness, yeah, means that you have something you can convert. Oh, you didn't hear that. Okay, let me say it in another way. Your weakness is your capital. Because if you don't have weakness, there is nothing to convert. Their weakness was converted to strength. They became valiant in battle because of faith. So I thank you, Lord, for my weaknesses. Said, I've got weakness in my life. God said, yeah, I like it. Because I can have a capital. So quickly they had to use Mary, the mother of Jesus, but she had to fade away quickly. They needed Magdalene because she had 7 weaknesses and 7 demons. And if she can present those weaknesses to the Lord, God has a capital to work with. But that's not even where I'm going. Read on, sister.
And routed foreign armies.
These guys, history tells us that they faced physical armies that were aliens. They faced soldiers who have 2 heads. Aliens. You want to say something?
Yes,
Pastor?
Sir.
Please.
In the TPT.
Uh-huh.
Although weak, their faith imparted power to make them strong.
God said, if I started with you by having strong finances, there is no testimony of faith. Faith will be made redundant, and if faith is made redundant at any point in your life, you no longer please God. Hebrews 11:6, for without faith it is impossible to please God. For those who come to him must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So if I ever get to a place in my life where faith is not needed, then God's presence, so you realize that God's presence increases in your life at the time that you put demand on faith. It's left financial gap, financial breakdown in your life so that you can have faith in the area of finances. But it is not money that it will increase to you, it will increase presence. Before God uses you to change people's life, before God uses you to pray for people and he answers, you must please him. So my lack is an instrument of pleasing. What does it mean to give up on God? You no longer use faith. Your bank account is now your provider for your bills. Oh my God, you didn't hear me. People's assurances became the provider. So you already know what to do. There is no more faith needed. And so God allowed the market to crash because it needs your faith. Not so that you can have money, but so that you can have his presence. You will need his presence to impact life. You will need his presence to be a priest, to be able to hear from God and deliver it to men. If your faith is no longer needed, and I'm speaking to anyone here this afternoon who feels down and unhappy because there's a situation in your life, God says, hey, faith. So if your faith hasn't been used to the level where it provokes the level of presence that you need. Worship is not what brings presence, my friend. Please, please, I beg of you. I need presence of God. Hello. No single time did you hear worship in the ministry of Jesus. Mary Magdalene, come and lead worship on special number. The guy just came down from mountain, and sometimes he's angry. He just heals the sick, drives out demons. Why? Because the Bible says when he saw the crowd, he was provoked with compassion. And he needed to use his faith. If our given demand don't increase, the presence in that area will not increase. Those of you starting your new churches now, create space. because of faith. But again, that's not where I'm going. And I need to stop quickly.
Faith sparked courage within them.
Faith sparked courage. They said, in this country, you can't grow a church and be this flamboyant. We said, you know what? We're just going to do it anyway. Why? Because we want to show off to the world. The things I have them because I don't care about them. They don't have it because that's all they care. And I have nothing. And I don't need to have anything. Faith sparked up courage. They were willing to face anything. Are you listening, Stephen? Nothing will no longer intimidate them. They will not listen to their neighbor who say, oh, you better be careful here. They said, we're not going to be careful. We will do what it takes.
And they became mighty warriors in battle.
They were not mighty warriors before, they became. You know why they became? Because they had to fight. Look, Gideon was hiding his harvest from the enemies. But he became. One day, an angel preached the gospel of faith to Gideon. I will stand before you, I'm more than an angel. So if it doesn't spark faith on the inside of you, and because an angel preached to Gideon, Gideon went and took a whole nation. I'm only going to pray for our 300 givers today. Because it took 30,000. Faith came back. I said 30,000 is too many. I don't need many. I need a 300. And as long as those 300 will do what it takes, their faith sparked and they took a whole nation. Spark Nation, you will become a mighty nation. I wish I can hear a better amen. A mighty nation will arise from ECP. A mighty nation will arise from the Connect family. A mighty nation will arise. When the world hears your marching order, they will quake, they will quiver, fear will grip the world. But you are going to get everyone who is on the teeth and the clutches of Satan in Babylon, you will get them rescued because God has called you. Faith sparked up.
And they became.
They became. May you become. Oh my God. I just said to you, may you become. I told you I didn't come to preach. I came with authority today to impart something that is already written in your spirit. To ask your faith to rise up. Look, what kills our faith? You listen to too many people. The strength of this nation, I don't listen to nobody, you know. I listen to people who I know God sent. They speak the word. They are mentors and fathers. That's it. The battle of your mind, what the devil wants to do in your life is to ruin you because you have too many voices. Oh yeah, I'm going to church today, but I don't really know. Listening to demons and words induced by demons. Imagine a drug dealer is someone's mentor. Imagine a drug dealer and a cheap virtued girl is the one who tells you his opinion, our opinion about Spark. Forget drug dealing and cheap virtued. Imagine a non-achiever is the one that tells you how to react to achievers. Because if they are going to do that, they have to do it in the name of Jesus. That's the religious umbrella. You know, I did an interview. Someone is trying to ask me a silly question about, oh, so can people come to your church and they will be Muslims and you just leave them like that? I said, yeah. He said, you won't convert them. I said, to what? To what? Christianity? No, my friend. You see, as a religion, Christian and Islam is just as bad. If you don't believe me, you've not been in church for that long. You'll realize that having the title Christianity does not stop our African aunties from gossiping. They don't wake up one day and say, oh, I'm a Christian. I've seen people lying, wearing a band of what would Jesus do. I said, exactly. He said, what do you mean? I said, exactly. I said, what do you mean? I said, exactly. But I need to close now. Did you finish?
No, sir.
Oh, yeah.
They became mighty warriors in battle.
They became those warriors in battle. They did not become it before battle. It was inside battle. During the battle, thank you, that they became warriors. When did you become a finance raiser? In the battle of seed time. Your faith to survive for the whole month started to rise. And they became mighty warriors inside the battle. Read on, sister, brother.
Pulling armies. I'll start that again. Uh-huh. Pulling armies from another realm into battle array.
You put those armies on social media. Okay, someone said they are not said. Do you know them? You don't know them from anywhere. They are from another realm. You put them in battle array. That's not insulting. That's engaging on the level of wisdom that Satan does not have. Pushing out the positive. That's not fight. That's not, oh, I hate you. No, no, no. There's no need for that. Read on, brother.
Faith,
pastor.
Yes, sir. Faith-filled women saw their dead children.
Oh, yeah. Read now.
Raised in resurrection
read
power.
Read it again.
Yes, sir. Faith-filled women. Faith-filled women.
Did what?
Saw their dead children raised in resurrection power.
Wait. Did I tell you that Adam was lifeless, right? The Bible says women received their dead. Ah! You know why? In the ministry of Jesus, Peter and Co were followers. But that ministry belonged to Mary Magdalene, Joanna, the wife of Chusa. They honed it. Uh-huh. Because whoever finances a thing owns it. That's why you own Spark Nation. So, as long as the scripture will record that they can get their dead back to life, they were in Hebrews 11, the Bible mentions tens of men. Can I tell you what? Moses did not raise the dead. Joshua, Enoch, Abraham, there was no record of how they raised the dead. When it came to women, it said women. You don't understand what that means. The highest level of hopelessness is when a person is dead. When it spoke about men, it spoke about them as individuals by faith. Shabbatabosia. Now I've eaten where I'm going now. By faith, Enoch walked with God. By faith, Abraham did this. By faith, Gideon, David. Time will not permit me to mention about Gideon and Jephthah and Samson. He mentioned them by name. When it came to women, Likatus Kabahanda. That's why Satan divides you. That's why you gossip about one another. Hopefully not in this house. Because if women will have their dead race, they will have to be women, not Ghanaians, not Aziza, not Jody, not Fumi, not Joanna, not Ruth, not Dami, not Kate, not Yero, not Mary, not Dorothy, not Micah. I just named the whole row. Thank you. By faith, women, they were no longer women because of the shape of their body or because of what the society calls them. Faith made them a bunch of people. No, you didn't read that scripture well. You know why we don't read scriptures well? Because we read our own greed into his creed. By faith, women, people that have been bonded together by a sense of mission. So Mary Magdalene, Joanna, the wife of Chusa, they became women. Ah! One day someone was getting married. The pastor was praying. He said, today you are becoming a woman. I said, how I wish to say, don't do it. it was Eve. That was a woman. Mary Magdalene and co were women. Collective, but bounded together by a ministry and acting by a faith. Please, are you listening to me? So when you get home, you can read Hebrews 11. But two things happened. Twice, dead was mentioned in Hebrews 11. The first one was Sarah. You see, the Bible says that Abraham, as it were, was already dead. Ande Cabradoza. Please, I need to read that scripture. But Sarah was the one that considered him faithful. So when Abraham was dead, Sarah was operating in another frequency of faith so that she can raise back to life. Do you have that scripture for me? Where is Pastor Faith now?
Yes, sir. And by faith.
No, never. You're reading the wrong thing now. Are you in this frequency? We're entering this week, we enter the frequency of faith and giving. But wait, oh yeah, now, Sarah, where is the story of Sarah?
Hebrews 11, 11, I believe, sir.
Oh yeah, don't believe, read.
Yes, sir.
Romans 4.
And by faith.
Romans 4, okay. Oh yeah, and by faith,
even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children. Because she considered him faithful.
Wait, oh, read this carefully now. Yes, by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age,
was enabled to bear children.
Why?
Because she considered him faithful.
This is not the high point. Verse 12.
And so this one man, and he as good as dead.
So look at how that scripture started. It said so. Yes. Now, so means based on the action of Sarah. No, you didn't read that now. So, because of Sarah, thank you. Therefore,
from this one man, and he as good as dead.
Dead man.
Came descendants as numerous as the stars in the skies.
If Sarah did not consider him faithful, Abraham is dead forever. No. That was the job of Eve. So that from this one man, as good as dead, came descendant. From this one man, as good as dead, was procreated generations. What is Adam's greatest need? Replenish the earth, fill it, subdue it. Abraham will carry this out, raise a new generation. Why? Because of his wife's consideration of God. Because of a woman's consideration of God. When it came to Christ, Christ did not marry for a purpose. He wanted to show you that the marriage of Sarah to Abraham was not about marriage, it was about procreation. Oh my God. It's about raising a generation, and in the dimension of men, before you procreate, sex is involved. In the dimension of God, you procreate by words. Many of you here consider me your father, not because I procreated through biology, it's because words, my little children, for whom I travail again in birth. I travail in birth. So the words that I come to give to you, they are based on travail. That's no longer a prayer life. That I have cried for this generation. I have wept for this generation. I've given for this generation. He only knows my tears. Nobody who speaks against Spark Nation will go scot-free because of the tears of mothers whose kids are saved. Be careful who you tweet against. You'll pay. Except if God didn't call me. But that's not my issue right now. The woman, the first death was Abraham's death. Because the woman considered God faithful, Abraham was activated to raise a new generation. If our women do not become one, as a church, we are in problem. Why? Because she shall become the mother of every living being. So number one, so women have their dead raised back to life. Mary's, Johanna's, they refuse to leave the tomb of Jesus. Why? Because they own him. They sponsored the ministry. Oh my God. It was theirs. What gives you ownership to something? You buy it. Simple. You don't worship it. Oh Lord, I belong to Jesus. And I say, I'm going to be Jesus because I'll be singing, I belong to you, Lord. No, my friend, you purchase. I'm asking you to purchase. And I want to close now, really. Because I want you to get ready for your churches. By faith, women receive their dead. What happened to our women now? The women in scriptures reached a place where when things were the most hopeless, they got it back. Time will not permit me to show you the scripture. The first example of women who received their dead back to life was the woman who Elijah, that son was dead. The woman started running to the prophet and they were asking, is everything okay? He says, it's fine. This one is coming back. It's not going anywhere. When things look dead, invite the women. So if you feel like you are down today and you're a sister, join the women. And say, I'm a beautiful girl. No, join the women. Say, it's not a group of looking for each other. It's number one. Let me tell you the mistake we've always made in church. We form groups to look after each other. And if you're not careful, we form groups and we begin to tell the church what vision we had. No, my friend. No, you form a group of faith. Mission is the only thing that can make you one. What are we sponsoring? What are we buying? What are we pushing forward? What are we putting our money into? What are we putting our time into? What are we tweeting about? That makes us one. Then when that group is formed, it's now based on faith. I told all the line leaders, you call all your line and you begin to put faith in them. Because of mission. I want to pray for the churches. You can remove this now. I finished preaching already. Well, if not for lack of time, don't come yet, please. I wanted to show you Sarah, therefore, in the New Testament. If not for time, I wanted to show you Rahab. But time will not permit me. I know God has written something in your heart for the time that I've spoken today. Spark up courage and faith in you so that you have no fear for any man. You have fear for Almighty. You respect men and you push mission by faith. What God asks you, sisters, women of the city today is, are you just the lady of the city or are you women? Because if you are women of the city, you can bring back the dead. Mary Magdalene and the sisters were the only one that tapped into the frequency God was looking for. And by that power, God could raise Christ, just like he did for Abraham. When Christ came, he looked at the sun and then breathed on them. But the women brought him back to life. That's why it was the first people to see was them. Because women have their dead raised back to life. Moses did not have his dead raised back to life. Joshua didn't. But why didn't he just mention the name of a woman? He mentioned Sarah only because he says, whose daughter you are if you are not held by any fear? I want to make a call quickly. And I'm going to pray for about 200 sisters or brothers. Now listen to me, because I would let this session just be over so that I can mobilize for the churches and still end the service in 20 minutes. You're tired of just being a lady by yourself, struggling. Religion has no power to save. Look at every religious person. The only thing religion does is it condemns other things. It says, look at that church, look at how they are dressed. Someone even said, they are all wearing nice shoes. That's your critique. The question is it your shoe? No. Why is it painful to you? What's your business with that? Why is that important? Or why should a pastor drive a Lamborghini? Why should a pastor be a kitchen potter? Why? I was a kitchen potter for months and a year. Resume work at 8 a.m. and finish at 8 p.m. Earn £400 a month and gave all to mission. Worked 1 hour to work and 1 hour back. Why should he drive a Lambo? Because I consider him faithful. I've never asked God to give me a house. I've never asked God to give me a car. I've never asked God to give me money. Never ever. If you are praying those prayers, it's because you've not come in contact with this nation. If you seek his kingdom, those things will be added. It doesn't matter when. In a year, 2 years, 10 years, 15 years, it will add it when it's most needed. But I need to pray for you. I already feel there are souls. And I said all that to say, look at how God is blessing you. Someone says, I don't want to go Spark Nation anymore. Let me tell you what you should do. You replace them with 10 people. Church has left the position of asking for. Next Sunday, you become two churches. 700 people in each church. And I can't be more proud of you than to see me now being called a guest speaker. Imagine they put up a flyer and I saw it this morning. I'm like, this is my picture. I thought it was Bishop so-so-so from Africa. Like, it's me, you know. I've become a guest speaker. But it's beautiful. I've got 10 minutes to pray for people. This morning, I'm so encouraged. I saw people loading coaches from Birmingham, from everywhere in London to come to Spark Nation. Let me pray for you. Even if you're a guy and you're saying, a 17-year-old boy was here last week. 17-year-old man, pardon me. And he said, when you spoke about drugs, I thought of my mom. She's on drugs, but I sell drugs. I trap. So, but I looked at how some drug dealers' quest to make money has destroyed my mom's life. I wanted to ask the gentleman to say, was it when I spoke about Jesus? No, I just spoke about life.
If people can't connect to you, they will never connect to Christ. When will Hope Dealer start putting Jesus in their song? I said, when a chicken swallows an elephant. God, who has exalted his word above his name. When people love Hope Dealers is not bringing them to Adeboega, bringing them to Christ. The church got it upside down. I'm not inviting you to religion this afternoon. I'm inviting you to relationship with the Lord. And for those who are older, please don't be deceived. Don't think because you know how young people should talk and dress, you have relationship with Christ. Oh, I just love that church, but no, that doesn't mean anything. You can be as far away from God as the heavens are far away from the earth. In fact, the moment you're far from God, you begin to see everybody's fault. And you won't see yours. I want to pray for you. Either you're a young man or a young woman. You're far from God, or you're not born again. You don't have a relationship with the Lord. Or you have trapping lines or knife or gun or drug in your pocket. And I've told you the simple end of a drug dealer. You will end in bitterness. Number one, you won't make any money. Number two, bitterness will end your life. The same drug you are dealing now will destroy the life of the people you love. So let nobody brainwash you with any sweet words. If you are living in anger as well, you are just a drug dealer as well, because it destroys lives just like drugs. The Lord asked me to pray a simple prayer, and ministers will not come and pray for you. Just a power prayer for all those who want to say, I surrender. I just need 4 people from Living Stone quickly. Quickly, guys. Thank you very much. Just 4 is fine. You want to give your life to Jesus? You want to reconnect to the Lord? You're battling with mental health issues and you want God to set you free? You're battling with depression? You can still come. And you want the Lord to set you free? In a moment, it will be your time. You're a young man and you want to change your life. It is your moment to come now. I'm not asking you to stop doing anything. I'm just saying, come to the Lord.